We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Woman shot in southeast Wichita. We've got the story.
Flooding from heavy rain continues across much of Kansas. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. A Wichita company is headed downtown to the Water Walk.
Congressman Ron Estes sharing his thoughts on tariffs. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Good morning. Mostly clear and cool in Wichita to start today. Sunny and warm this afternoon with a high 76. The winds will pick up out of the south later on this afternoon. Late tonight, showers and thunderstorms move our way. Our low 62 and occasional rain and storms again on Thursday. Tomorrow's high near 80. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
A woman suffered serious injuries in a shooting in southeast Wichita Tuesday afternoon in the 800 block of South Terrace. Police say several shots were fired at a home, and a woman in her 20s was hit. She was injured. Now, she was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say witnesses were not cooperative.
Residents across south-central Kansas feeling the effects of heavy rains. Our Kansas City has recorded another 6 inches of rain in the last 24 hours.
The high water washed out part of Skyline Boulevard off of Highway 77. Arc City resident John Brazil tells KSN News he doesn't recall ever seeing this much water before.
We've had small gullies going across, but this is the worst I've seen.
KDOT was forced to close many roads into the town of Dexter as the Grouse Creek overflowed its banks running over K-15. Officials also closed a section of Highway 50 in Harvey County on Tuesday between Newton and the Yoder exit due to flooding. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Residents in Peabody are being asked to voluntarily evacuate as Spring Creek continues to rise. This is the same area that flooded because of earlier heavy rains.
And of course, powerful storms have been causing major problems through parts of the central and southern U.S., including Oklahoma. Director of Emergency Management Mark Gower says it's been a rough couple of days.
On Monday, we had 5 confirmed tornadoes. And on Tuesday, we had 6 confirmed tornadoes starting as early as almost 4 a.m. So we're up to a confirmed total of 11 tornadoes in the last 2 days.
The governor says no one has died from the storms, but at least 11 people have been injured in Oklahoma.
The Wichita City Council has approved a new lease agreement for the former Gander Mountain Building at Water Walk.
The council Tuesday morning approved amending the Water Walk lease to allow King of Freight LLC to move their operations downtown. The Wichita company is promising to add 400 new jobs at an average salary of $50,000. Council members still had plenty of questions, though.
The lease, it doesn't start the 99-year clock over again. It starts from the 2004 date or the 2002 date?
2004 date.
Are we under a time? Are we under a time constraint to get this approved today?
Yes, the option for this property expires before the next council meeting.
The amendment passed unanimously. City Manager Robert Layton expects the city to take in $1.7 million over 10 years. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
When it comes to trade, U.S. Representative Ron Estes of Kansas says tariffs on goods are not what the United States wants long term.
It's a tax. It slows down open trade. It disrupts that process. The president and the administration have been using tariffs to force some of the other countries to come to the bargaining table to revisit some of these trade agreements that were written years ago, decades ago in some cases, and that need to be revisited, brought up to the 21st century, as well as address some of the inequities in them.
Congressman Estes appeared live with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. China's ambassador claims his country wants to reach a trade deal with the U.S.
With the two countries now trading tariffs,
it's the U.S. side that changes mind so often.
China's U.S. ambassador, Kui Tian Kai, blaming the Trump administration for the breakdown in trade talks.
It is the U.S. side that more than once changed mind overnight and broke the tentative deal already reached.
On Fox, Ambassador Kui insisting his country's willing to buy more American goods to address the current trade imbalance, and
China remains ready to continue our talks with our American colleagues to reach a conclusion. Our door is still open.
No new talks are scheduled. Jane Metzler, Fox News.
And the last round of talks took place May 10th in Washington. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Coming up in sports, we'll tell you about Shocker baseball action yesterday in the American Conference Tournament.
And flights have resumed at Lambert Airport in St. Louis after a temporary halt caused by a severe storm. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Flights have resumed at Lambert Airport in St. Louis after a temporary halt caused by a severe storm. Federal Aviation Administration ordered a temporary halt to both arrivals and departures Tuesday evening when a strong storm passed through the region. After about an hour, the flights were able to resume. Worst of the storm appeared to have passed without any reports of significant damage in the St. Louis region, but interrupting some flights there in St. Louis. Police in Dallas are investigating three violent crimes against transgender females. Two of them are homicides. Major Vincent Weddington says these crimes may be linked.
Two of the victims were in the area of Spring and Lago prior to the offenses. Through the course of these investigations, it has been determined that two of the victims got into a car with someone and one victim allowed someone into their car. At this time, we have not established a direct link between these cases. We will work with our federal partners to determine if any of these offenses should be considered hate crimes.
Police do not have any suspects in Dallas in those three cases.
More complaints and lawsuits against McDonald's alleging sexual harassment.
Outside McDonald's corporate headquarters here in Chicago, Fight for 15 protesters announcing 25 new filings with the federal government over alleged sexual harassment at company-owned restaurants and franchises. Food Network host Padma Lakshmi also protesting.
Why can't they dictate and enforce with penalties a comprehensive set of guidelines?
Though McDonald's says in a statement that it's strengthening its overall policy with training, adding third-party hotlines, and listening to employee concerns. Big labor for years has been trying to organize McDonald's and is behind this latest push. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Through rain, sleet, snow, and hail, and maybe without a driver.
A self-driving truck company is partnering with the U.S. Postal Service to test autonomous technology on the long-haul route from Phoenix to Dallas. The San Diego company, Too Simple, is planning for two self-driving trucks to carry mail and parcels on five round trips in the two cities. The trucks use a camera system, allowing them to see a little over a half mile ahead. The company says a safety engineer and driver will be on board to monitor the trucks during the two-week pilot program. The Postal Service is looking to determine if the technology could cut fuel costs, increase safety, and improve operation of its fleet. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:12, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
Just a few minutes ago, we had the report of a street closure at 47 South and Southeast Boulevard, but I think that's back reopened now. I think that was just temporary. Traffic update with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve. So busy in that forecast when it comes to all the rainfall that we've been getting. But I'm sure a lot of us, especially you guys, probably happy to see the sun, though, right?
Well, at least for the time being, it's going to be nice, I guess, today.
Yeah, you know what? At least for the first half of the day. But, you know, we need more of a break to kind of alleviate our flooding concerns around the area. And unfortunately, we're not going to get that. So at least things are starting off dry this morning with some sunshine, already looking ahead to our next storm chance later on this afternoon, possibly for our neighbors in southeastern Kansas, probably not reaching the Wichita Metro until closer to evening. And there is a strong to severe chance as well for Wichita. It looks like there could be a severe storm with some damaging wind gusts, possibly some large hail. But that tornado threat, I think it's going to be closer to southeastern Kansas, possibly for some of our neighbors in Elk and Chautauqua counties, where they'll need to be on extra high alert for that. High of 80 degrees today, though, with a southwest wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Only a 10% chance of a shower or storm. Going up by the time we get to the evening hours, especially during the overnight, up to about 30% with a low of 62. So not as cool tomorrow morning, waking up a little bit more mild with that low in the 60s, mostly to partly cloudy skies and then more clouds tomorrow, so not as much sunshine, and we'll actually have a better chance of showers and storms. So far, it's looking like we could wake up to some leftovers from the overnight hours, and then by the time we get into the afternoon, we'll see storms pop up out west and develop, and those should track into the Wichita Metro sometime during the PM, and then continuing that chance into the evening. But there's going to be a better chance at seeing some severe storms. Can't rule out an isolated tornado either, especially the farther west you are. High of 80 tomorrow, so right on that 80-degree mark with windy conditions out of the east at 10 to 25. And then it does still look like those shower storm chances lingering into the start of our holiday weekend. It looks like there's going to be another severe risk by the time we get into Friday, and then at least a 20% chance of rain through Saturday, Sunday, and all the way into Memorial Day. 47 degrees right now with a partly cloudy sky. Wind speeds southwest at 5 miles per hour. Visibility is at 10 miles. Steve, I got to tell on myself a little bit. I was about to give the time. At the end of every weather segment, I give the time. So things have been busy back here in the Storm Track 3 Weather Center. So mine is just a little bit jumbled up,
morning. Your head is spinning. All right. Thank you, Ron L., the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. 7:15, Steve and Ted, and things are starting to heat up a little bit on the campaign trail out there. The presidential election isn't until next year, but people are out there making themselves known. And Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is with us from New Hampshire this morning. Good morning, Jared. What's going on?
Good morning.
Yeah. Who's out there campaigning in New Hampshire right now?
You know, it was actually a bit of a down week for candidates, although the week started off, obviously, with Pete Buttigieg doing the Fox News town hall up in Claremont yesterday. Some of the lower-tier candidates were pounding the pavement in the Concord area, which is really what New Hampshire's all about, right? It's about retail politics, and voters here will tell you that you know, New Hampshire is full of surprises, and sometimes it comes down to simply who was the last person they met for the 10th or 15th time. And that's really the tradition. Yesterday, I spent a good part of the day with the Secretary of State of New Hampshire, Bill Gardner, who has been the Secretary of State since the mid-1970s. He is overseeing now his 10th New Hampshire primary. He has fiercely guarded their first-in-the-nation status, routinely moving up the primary to ensure that this state goes first. And when I asked him why it was so important, he talked about the tradition here of direct democracy in New Hampshire. They have two-year terms for all of their elected officials. They have town and city elections every single year. It is always election season at some point in the state. They have a lower house, a House of Representatives in their bicameral legislature that has 400 seats for a state population, a little bit over a million people. That comes down to about one representative for every 3,200 resident. That's an extraordinarily small pool of folks you're representing. And so that sort of is the underlying current here for why they expect these candidates who want to be president to put in the work, to shake the hands, because that's the way that you run for office in New Hampshire. Wow. And that's why it has translated so often into sometimes some surprise results, where the biggest name, best funded candidate doesn't always win here in New Hampshire.
I believe it's been important of my entire life. I've known about the New Hampshire primary and how important it is. You've given us some really interesting facts about the state that I did not know. They take their democracy pretty seriously in New Hampshire.
They love it here. No, I mean, the Secretary of State actually joked with me that, you know, some states have like NFL teams or Major League Baseball teams. They don't have any major sports franchises in New Hampshire. What they have is politics. It's like, you know, he said Kentucky can have the horse racing. We'll take the elections.
All right. Thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern in New Hampshire this morning. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward and Shocker Baseball. Even without Mike Kennedy, they were able to win yesterday down there in Florida, right, Ted?
Yeah, things took an interesting turn for the Shockers yesterday. Opening round of the American Conference Baseball Tournament in Clearwater, Florida. Mike Kennedy, because of travel problems, unable to make it there. We were able to bring you the East Carolina Pirates broadcast crew helping us out with the coverage yesterday over on Sports Radio KFH. Turned out to be a good day for the Shocks. For the second time in a couple of weeks, Wichita State pitcher Clayton McGinnis shut down this top 10 team, sixth-ranked East Carolina. And it certainly was working out for the Shocks. It was a 1-1 game when the Shocks got on top with a run in the top of the eighth and then broke it open with four runs in the top of the ninth. And the Shockers tried to close out another win over a top 10 team. You heard the game yesterday on Sports Radio KFH.
Welcome to the postseason, folks. Lindemann is set. Fires. Roll to second. This will do it. Luke Ritter loses it. Gets it back over to first. That's your ball game. As the number one seed ECU Pirates have been sent to the loser's bracket here on day one of the American Baseball Championships. They got a lesson here today against the Wichita State Shockers. 6-2 your final score as the Pirates leave them loaded here in the ninth.
And the Shockers get the win and advance on into the winner's bracket after a day off today. The Shocks will get to play on Thursday afternoon in the winner's bracket. And ECU has to play through the loser's bracket now as the top seed. Good win for the Shocks yesterday. The Kansas City Royals were not able to play in St. Louis last night. Game postponed because of forecast for severe weather in the St. Louis area. So the Royals and the Cardinals will play their two-game series today. They'll play a day-night doubleheader. Afternoon game at 12:15, and then again tonight at 7:15. You can hear the Royals and the Cardinals, both games on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. In college men's tennis, the NCAA doubles championships underway in Orlando, Florida yesterday, and a big win for the Shocker junior tandem of Marius Frosa and Merkel Delian. They are ranked number 35 in the nation, and they beat the 25th-ranked team in the nation from Oklahoma, 6-1, 6-4. Frosa and Delian are now 10-1 on the season. They've got four wins already over ranked opponents. They are in the Sweet 16, taking on the 34th-ranked team from Princeton this afternoon. The Big 12 Conference Baseball Tournament begins today in Oklahoma City with four first-round games. Kansas takes on 17th-ranked West Virginia at 9 o'clock this morning in the first round, followed by Kansas State taking on 7th-ranked Texas Tech at 12:30 this afternoon. Pro basketball in the NBA playoffs last night, Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Toronto Raptors taking on the top team in the league, the Milwaukee Bucks. And the Raptors got a nice effort off the bench from former Wichita State Shocker Fred Van Vliet. You heard the game last night on Sports Radio KFH.
To Norman Powell at 19 off the bench in Game 3. Passes out Van Vliet just into the game. And his first shot is a three, and that could be a great sign for the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, that's big because he's a three-point shooter. He's 2-for-11 coming in, 18%. And we know the young man can shoot the basketball.
Yeah, Fred finally broke out of his shooting slump for 13 points, 6 assists. He was 3-for-3 from three-point range, 5-of-6 overall. The Raptors beat the Bucks 120-102. This series now tied at two games apiece. The home team has won all four games. It's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:22 now. Keeping it for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Predicting Me Too's impact on CPR. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.